It's Sunday on One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. Here are all the poems from this week. A chance to listen again or catch what you missed. If you've been listening this April and wanting to join right after, I've extended the deadline to May 15th. You can submit your after poem through the form linked in the show notes. In June, I'll be reading selected submissions alongside the poems that inspired them in a new series called One Poem After. Borders. On the north side of the border, the saguaro arms are drooping, and the organ pipes have disappeared. Even their bones are missing. But to the south, they grow tall and proud, with enough of both to pepper the landscape. And I wonder how it's possible for a line in the sand to grow. By Maggie Devers. Presence of choice. I hold no one. They can come or go freely, unbound. They may disconnect online or in person. People may condemn me. I remain unshaken. Judgment falls. I do not carry it. If exiting brings peace, I let them go. With love, with grace. I hold only those who choose to stay. The rest are shadows. I release them gently. By Alicia Lewis. Harmony. Harmony, intermingled with melody, falls lightly from the heavens to coat the parched earth, rough flakes made smooth by a rich flowing sequence. And the rhythm. Listen as the rhythm courses down through cracks to slumbering seeds. Listen to that steady beat. Tap, tap, tap. Seeds aroused from peaceful repose, strumming and humming to their own wild chorus, a deep dissonance. Compacted soil parts in compressed rattles, giving room for the building crescendo. By Sean Tate. Memory weighs more than bone. You can't see the ghosts until you're almost one, until your breath learns how to hesitate. Until mirrors stop recognizing you without thinking. They gather in the quiet margins. Hospital hallways at 3 a.m. Old songs that bruise instead of heal. Names you don't say aloud anymore. The living pass straight through them. Laughing. Late for something. Arms full of tomorrow. They don't feel the cold. But you slow down enough to notice how memory weighs more than bone. How absence has a voice. How survival leaves footprints backward. That's when the ghosts turn their faces. Not to haunt you, but to ask if you remember who you were before you learned how to disappear. By Charlotte Dawn. Tangerines and alcoholism. My mother peels tangerines, carefully scaling the orange flesh until her nails dig into the sour crevices of the orange ball. The juices drip between her nails and fingertips as she puts them on a plate on a bright afternoon, as she waits for them to be savored, appreciated with the delicate eyes she yearns for. She sits by the table, nails scratching through the skin. The sweet juices bubble through her veins. She sits and waits. Where the threshold loses its color and the window panes seem blue, she watches the door with careful eyes. At 12 o'clock, when she cleans up her day, the corpses of red-headed flies with sweetness sticking in their tongues lay beside the musk amber of leftover liquid, smiling at her. You couldn't even keep him. So she keeps her orange peels and her whiskey scent. And sunny days with dark afternoons, and vibrant smiles with leftover tangerines, drowned with glistening, golden bubbles of life and laughter. Because my mother peels tangerines, whether seasons meet their end, or the waves meet the earth. By Labanya Day. I am mother. I am mother, stepping barefoot on the snake. absorbing her power as her body wraps tight around my leg. I, with quick, sharp force, sever the head full of venom, as my mother has done with the point of a shovel, as I have done with a horrified hatchet. My babies will fear no fangs. I am mother, protector, warrior, safe haven. I am mother. I know powerful, truest love. I have trudged through petrifying, thick and heavy fear, stepped over serpents of worry, tears slithering, growing my new skin to protect this love. I am mother. I know sacrifice. I have abandoned limbs and organs to survive viper pits. I have been swallowed whole. I have been buried and unearthed. Endless reincarnation. I am mother. I have created life within me, torn and bled to release these beings and their breaths. I have healed and regenerated from battles only I can feel. My scars are worn proudly. The memory is everlasting. I am mother. By Melissa Norton. Comrades, I and my soul are alone today, all in the shining weather. We were sick of the world and put it away, so we could rejoice together. Our host, the sun, in the blue, blue sky, is mixing a rare sweet wine in the burnished gold of this cup on high for me and this soul of mine. We find it a safe and royal drink and a cure for every pain. It helps us to love and helps us to think and strengthens body and brain. And sitting here with my soul alone, where the yellow sun rays fall, of all the friends I have ever known, I find it the best of all. We rarely meet when the world is near, for the world hath a pleasing art and brings me so much that is bright and dear that my soul it keepeth apart. But when I grow weary of mirth and glee, of glitter, glow, and splendor, like a tired old friend it comes to me with a smile that is sad and tender. And we walk together as two friends may and laugh and drink God's wine. Oh, a royal comrade any day, I find this soul of mine. By Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.